From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Tensions between the U.S. and Turkey weighed heavily in capitals of both countries today. In Washington, there's growing pressure on Congress to drop a resolution on the killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks in 1915. Turkey strongly opposes the measure, which would call the killings a genocide. And support is now crumbling in Congress. We'll have more on that in a few minutes.
Meanwhile, the Turkish parliament has voted overwhelmingly to authorize military action against Kurdish rebels in neighboring Iraq. That's a measure Washington did not want. And it passed despite appeals from the Iraqi government urging diplomacy. NPR's Ivan Watson followed the debate in Ankara.
Lawmakers applauded when the results of today's vote came in. Within minutes, one of Turkey's more sensationalist TV channels ran a bulletin announcing, quote, "We're going to Iraq," next to footage of Turkish soldiers on patrol. 507 parliament members voted to authorize cross-border military attacks against the PKK for a period of up to a year. Only 19 lawmakers voted against the measure. They were from a Kurdish nationalist party, which disputes the government's description of the PKK as a terrorist organization. Kurdish lawmaker Selahattin Demirtas says the consequences of a Turkish incursion could be catastrophic.
Our fear is that if that happens, then Turkey will be dragged into a regional conflict, and this would lead to a long war in the Middle East.
But as the spokesman for the Turkish government put it, Turkey has run out of patience. More than 30 Turks have been killed in clashes with the PKK in southeastern Turkey this month. Before the start of a national soccer game against Greece tonight, Turkish fans chanted the names of some of those killed, along with the slogan, "Martyrs don't die." Some Turkish hardliners say it's not enough to just target the several thousand PKK fighters believed to be operating along the Iraqi border. In parliament, opposition lawmaker Shukri Eligdağ accused the Iraqi Kurds who rule northern Iraq of supporting the PKK, and he argued it was time to punish them too. Iraqi leaders appear to have gotten the message. During a visit to Paris, Iraq's Kurdish president Jalal Talabani condemned the PKK, saying he has asked the rebels to stop fighting, and Iraq's prime minister called his Turkish counterpart asking for more time to deal with the PKK. But for many Turks, this may be a case of too little, too late.
That terrorist organization is sitting there, and she comes in and hurts me.
İdip Başar is a retired Turkish general. He served as Turkey's envoy on a joint American-Iraqi-Turkish commission aimed at stopping the PKK. But Başar quit in frustration a few months ago. His American counterpart, retired General Joseph Ralston, also withdrew from the group.
Well, what I found out in the final stage, that the American administration, was not prepared to help, to give any bit of support to Turkey in her fight against PKK terrorism.
Ross Wilson, the American ambassador in Ankara, rejects those accusations.
We have been working for some time, for years actually, to try to assist the Turkish authorities in a variety of different ways that I'm not at liberty to discuss, to deal with the problem of PKK terrorism in Turkey, in Iraq, and in Europe.
But up until now, the U.S. military has been unwilling to directly confront the PKK in what has been the most stable part of Iraq. On Tuesday, the PKK's leader, Murat Karayılan, met with journalists at a mountain camp on the Iraqi side of the border. He pointed out that Turkey has launched numerous cross-border attacks over the past two decades aimed at wiping out the PKK in Iraq. "This is Kurdish land," the rebel leader vowed, "and we will never leave it." Ivan Watson, NPR News, Ankara.